The Blue Room Theatre next week will be hosting a musical called Miss Westralia. The writer and producer, Madeline Clouston, joins me in the studio, and I'm very excited she's here because this is a wonderfully West Australian story. Madeline, hello to you.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Madeline, why have you decided to write and produce a musical called Miss Westralia? On whom is it based?
So Miss Westralia is a musical comedy based around the life of the very first Miss Australia winner, Beryl Mills, who was actually from Geraldton, WA. So you're right, it is an amazingly local story.
So she won Miss Westralia before she won Miss Australia?
Yes, so she represented the state and then went on to Sydney to represent in the finals.
Now, in the 1920s, what were beauty pageants about? Was it about beauty, or were they looking for the ideal Aussie girl?
They had a whole range of criteria. So sporting abilities, the way you drank tea was assessed, a little bit about appearance as well, and intelligence and your presentation. There were a range of factors that came into the judging.
What was it about Beryl Mills that enthralled you?
So the creative team came across this audio recording on YouTube of a speech that Beryl Mills made in 1927, just after she returned from the United States, where she did a promotional tour as Miss Australia. And in this speech, she said a few things, and we recognized them as kind of rebellious things to say. So she talked about Americans being blinded by their nationalism, and that Australia shouldn't just follow everything America does, and that, you know, a few Americans made some comments to her about how they thought you could travel around Australia in one day. And, you know, even if that's possible now with commercial planes in the 1920s, definitely wasn't possible.
And now we've got some audio here from Beryl herself. So this is the homecoming speech she gave after returning from a tour of the United States, accompanied by Frank Packer?
Yes.
Accompanied by Frank Packer. Crafty Frank. This was her impression of the United States. So is this 1926, 27?
This is 27.
Okay, let's listen.
The shops over there, or stores as they are called, are marvellous creations. The windows are beautifully dressed, and each store has its beauty parlour, which is one of the most luxurious corners of the establishment. These parlours are a feature in America. One finds them everywhere, and always most beautifully fitted out, as the beauty parlor treatment is a necessary part of each American woman's day. Here, the American and Australian girls differ. Whereas the Australian gains her wonderful skin and beautiful complexion from the sports field, the American obtains hers by means of artificial aids to beauty. She is not a sport, and practically the only form of exercise which is at all universal among the girls over there, is dancing.
Oh, how fantastic, Beryl. She showed those yanks.
Yeah, well, Beryl was a champion swimmer as well.
So their beauty is artificial and not the natural beauty of Aussie girls, and we exercise and do things, and all they do is dance. She's quite disdainful in a way. Or was she just giving us a really accurate assessment of the America that she saw?
I feel like it was an accurate assessment, and what we're looking into in the story is we feel that she probably had been told to give a very glowing account of
sure.
the free trip that she got to go on with Frank Packer. And, yeah, as you said, she gives this very real assessment of what she found. So the musical explores the journey from when she wins until this returning speech.
At 19 minutes after 6. I hadn't heard of Beryl until now, but I love her. Madeline Clouston is our guest. She's the producer and writer of Miss Westralia, which opens at the Blue Room next week, a musical comedy about this 20-year-old girl from a Geraldton sheep station who was deemed to be the ideal Aussie girl. She won the Miss Westralia title. She became Miss Australia, and you just heard that fantastic that fantastic observation about the place she'd been to. But wait, there's more. She was onto more than just beauty parlours. She had this to say about what she perceived to be America's national pride.
This national pride, though splendid in many respects and worth cultivating more in our own land, is so strong as to almost blind the people to the merits of any country beside their own. Many were absolutely astounded to learn that Australia was greater in area than the United States. Some of them confided to me that they thought it was possible to travel around our continent in a day. The Americans are charming and wonderful people, and they live in a great country. But throughout the tour, I could not help saying to myself, we Australians have more cause to be proud of our country than they of theirs.
Wow. It's just a fantastic snapshot of a time. And I was going to ask you, one, I was amazed that that audio existed. And then secondly, I was thinking, which deep, dark archive did you have to dive into to find it? And you said it was on YouTube.
Yes, it was just on YouTube. We just found Beryl's name in a list of strong Aussie women of history, and we used that as inspiration. And then we Googled her, and this speech came up on YouTube, and we thought it was amazing.
So how have you been able to tell her story? Is this the story of that period in her life? Was it easy or difficult to learn about Beryl's life, or did you have to creatively imagine a bit too?
A lot of the text is actually verbatim from articles because she became a huge celebrity overnight. There are so many articles in the National Archives about her and articles published in America as well.
Yes.
So we're looking at the way that women were portrayed in media and are portrayed now. We're looking at the relationship between Australia and the United States, between the relationship of Miss Australia and Miss America 1926.
Yes.
And we just felt that pageantry would translate so well into a theatrical setting, and so that's why we really went for it.
Yeah. I want to hear a little bit from the cast. This is called One Moment. Let's hear this. All original songs, or were you able to produce some songs of the era as well?
Everything. Oh,
beg your pardon.
That's all right. Everything's original. So the music and lyrics were written by an award-winning team, Matthew Predney and Jake Nielsen, and their most recent musical won Best Australian Short Film at Flickerfest last year. So the music's inspired by the era, but there's also some contemporary grit in there as well.
Now, Madeline, if this is part of the musical and gives it away, then don't tell me. But I'm really itching to know what happened to Beryl Mills later in life. Do we know very well how her life panned out?
Yes, I'm happy to give that away. We don't focus on that part too much. But she actually became a librarian, worked for Frank Packer, then became an advertising exec.
Yes.
And then she married. Her husband, unfortunately, passed away in the Second World War.
Yes.
And then she actually ended up meeting an American soldier and moving to America.
Huh.
After that speech.
Wow. So after all those, well, she obviously reflected rather differently when she'd met the American serviceman. Where did she live in the United States, do we know?
In Virginia.
In Virginia, and saw out her days there.
Yes.
All credit to you, Madeline. I think it's a fantastic idea, telling a brilliant local story. How long is it on at the Blue Room for?
So it's just got a 3-week season at the Blue Room from the 21st of May until the 8th of June.
Thank you so much for coming in, and I'm delighted that we've got to know Beryl.
Thank you.
You're with Jeff. This is the Drive program. Before 6:30, I'm pretty interested to find out if someone has had a beauty pageant experience they can share. Jeff, my 22-year-old daughter did a beauty pageant last year. As a feminist, I was challenged. But she's mine, and I went and supported her, and she nailed every feminist question. Would I have done it? No, but she chose to. I've got this theory that WA has always been a bit fixated by these things. Do you remember the Miss Universe pageant? Who can remember that? 1970, I was a 16-year-old boy. I remember it very well. Miss Venezuela won. They held the Miss Universe pageant at the Perth Entertainment Centre. And if my memory serves me correct, there's this exciting moment where someone fell off the stage. Am I making that up? Let me know. 0437 922 720.
It's round 9 of Grandstand AFL this Friday night. West Coast play host to Melbourne in a rematch of last year's preliminary final.
On the run from 45, unguarded, Dallas Square dribbles it through.
Fremantle take on Essendon at Docklands on Saturday night. Can the Dockers protect their spot in the 8?
Snaps from deep in the left forward pocket. A magical goal from Brandon Matera.
Join us live on ABC Radio Perth and WA and on ABC Grandstand Digital.
Number one for footy.
There I am saying, has anyone been in a beauty pageant? I should have said, has anyone just been crowned Mrs. Galaxy Australia? Michelle Dolan from Yanjibup has, and she joins me now. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Very nice to have you on the program. Congratulations on being crowned Mrs. Galaxy Australia.
Thank you so much. It's very exciting.
It is. Tell me, you know, a galaxy is bigger than universes, or, you know, universes are bigger than galaxies. I get confused sometimes. But why did you choose to take part in this pageant? And was it a pure beauty pageant, or were they asking plenty of you?
No, well, the galaxy system is a lot more than just looking pretty and being pretty. You've got to be a real good role model in your community. We fundraise a lot of money. Like, personally, throughout from December until we went to Nationals 2 weeks ago,
yes,
I raised nearly $4,500 to make a wish. So I think our whole up total was like nearly $24,000.
Wow, that is fantastic. And you're a mum of how many kids?
I have three children.
Three children. And who said, go on, Michelle, have a crack at this?
Well, one of the mums from my daughter's school actually inspired me, because she's a mother herself and she entered the year previously and she won the Ms. category. And then she went over to Florida and she got runner-up over there. So I was like, well, if she can do it, I can do it. And my kids are always on the stage dancing and whatnot. So I thought, you know what, it's my turn now.
So Michelle, you're going to Florida now?
Yes, I go to Florida in August.
Okay. And do you have to do anything? Is it just go there, talk about who you are? I mean, what will you do? Do you answer questions? Do you do some modelling, those kind of things as well?
Yeah, we do a bit of everything. So we've got your normal pageant things like your swimwear, your fashion wear and your evening wear. But we've also got a lot behind the scenes that the audience don't see. So we've got interview where they ask us quite intimate and important questions. And then you've also got like photo shoots, and there's a lot of things prior, like I've got to do appearances before I go over to America.
Yes.
And hand in an appearance folder. So it's all about being a good role model in the community and being someone that people can look up to and want to aspire to be. So that's the whole message behind it.
Good on you, Michelle, and good luck to you. Michelle Dolan has just been crowned Mrs. Galaxy Australia. Larry joins us. Hi, Larry.
Yes, g'day, Jeff. How are you going?
Can you confirm my memory of the stage collapsing at the Miss Universe?
Well, the stage did collapse, and my friend Warren reached in and dragged the girl out that had fallen in there, who'd been working at the entertainment centre for many years. So I know that happened.